You're listening to Men's Health Live with Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin. Pick up the latest issue of Men's Health Magazine on newsstands everywhere.
Greg Stebbin and Eric Adams here from Men's Health Magazine and Men's Health Live. We are live at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas with Samantha Nevels, who's a CES spokesperson. And Samantha, we're very excited to have you here because we know you know a lot of really weird, wacky, interesting stuff about the show. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
And what kind of weird, wacky stuff have you guys compiled as far as, you know, how many M&Ms are being served and how many things are plugged in? And what are the crazy stats that you all compile?
Well, a lot of the crazy stats that I know, you know, how many people we're expecting, at least 150,000 people. We have over 1.9 million square feet of space. And, you know, it's not because the show is just growing. It's because the technology industry is growing. You know, it's a huge ecosystem now. We got the robotics. We got the wearable tech, the TVs and the audio, you know, the originals. But as far as, like, the wacky stuff, you know, something people always get mad at us. They're like, there are no recycling bins anywhere. That's because all the trash that you throw away is separated off-site. So people are like, oh, you don't recycle. You're not eco-friendly. It's like, actually, we recycle over 80% of everything.
Yeah.
Even the carpets are recyclable. All the paper, we're super eco-friendly.
Well, that's impressive to know and not what we were expecting at all. So how many exhibitors are here?
We have over 3,200.
3,200 wow. Exhibitors. And in how many square feet of space?
Over 1.9 million.
Okay. In three buildings, right? Three separate buildings at the convention center?
There's the, yes, three different buildings
halls.
At the Las Vegas Convention Center. But then we also have the Sands Convention Center, and we have the Las Vegas Hotel. And we had our press day events at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center.
Yeah, all over town.
And
all
you know what that
town.
Really means? There's nowhere to park.
There's nowhere to park. That's correct. There's a lot of traffic. But it's okay because we all still get where we need to
go.
Well,
it's okay because you probably get a special parking place because you're the CES spokesperson. No, for the rest of it, it's not so okay.
I take the shuttle just like everybody else.
So we're talking about cars, and it's interesting because right outside, I mentioned this earlier in the show, you know, right outside there's this demonstration by a company called, I think it's Valeo, V-A-L-E-O, and they're tagline is something like, let your car park itself. How big is the whole self-driving car space here at CES this year?
You know, it's bigger than ever. A lot of people are like, oh, this is the gadget show. But, you know, these days, cars are gadgets.
Well, and in fact, we're sitting next to the Cobra booth, and there's a beautiful, I think it's an Audi. Is that
Audi,
an Audi
R8,
behind,
yes.
Yeah, behind us. On the other side of us is an exhibit from American Airlines about how they're integrating tech into the seat of an airplane. I mean, you're absolutely right. It's no longer gadgets. It's life. It's ecosystem. And the integration of technology.
Exactly. We have 9 out of the 10 top car companies here. We have Ford, we have BMW, we have Audi, we have Toyota. I mean, they're all here because their cars are, they're just giant gadgets that just happen to drive.
Yeah.
And some of them drive on their own. We had the Audi keynote on Monday night, and they just had a car drive on stage by itself. Nobody was
no
in
kidding.
It.
Wow.
And it's one of those things you're like, oh, I really hope it works, because if not, this could be really bad. And it was
great
totally
publicity, though. If it hit someone, that would be, well, bad publicity, but
yeah.
Big publicity.
But luckily, it worked perfectly. And it's just so cool how now, you know, the modern day chauffeur is just going to be your car.
Yeah.
Well, and so everybody's thinking about, has heard about the Google self-driving car, but you're really saying that all of the car manufacturers are pursuing this and are at various stages of success?
I mean, a lot of them are. And the thing is, it's part of that Internet of Everything. So one day, especially, you know, urban areas are continuing to grow, and it's all going to be connected. You know, there's not going to be traffic because the cars are going to know where they're going, they're going to know where they're parking, they're going to interact with each other, and it's going to take a lot of that human error out of it. And so make it faster and safer, probably.
Yeah, that's one of the most amazing things here is that there, people think, oh, I don't want my car to drive me. I like driving. Well, you can still drive, even if you have a self-driving car. And it takes a lot of the risk out of it, because, and also the efficiency. It boosts the efficiency because people can commute closer together because the cars are moderating their distance from each other. And so the traffic flows much smoother. So there's all kinds of really far down the road benefits to this technology. So in terms of what's here at the show, I noticed, like, every time you go out a door, there's some car that they're giving people rides in the EVs, the driverless cars. Are you starting to now have to accommodate a much bigger footprint, so to speak, in terms of what the space is for?
Yeah, it takes more space to display cars than iPods.
Yes, and we're lucky that the convention center has a large parking lot.
Yeah,
that we are able to take advantage of. But a lot of the cars, you know, the car companies are also, they're inside the halls showing their cars. They are out in the parking lot. And, you know, it's cool you're talking about driving, like, if you still want to drive. You know, you wake up at 8 a.m., you have to get to work. You're like, oh, I'm just going to let the car drive me. But on the weekend, you're like, I'm going to go for a joyride and drive myself. You know, you never know what's going to be tomorrow. And I have a feeling it's going to come a lot faster than we think.
So the cars are big. What else is big right now? I know that, and because we're Men's Health Magazine, we're really interested in the health and fitness category. And every time I come here, that seems to have expanded by 25 or 30%. Is it still on a rocket high?
It is. You know, the health and fitness, we have over 200 companies here exhibiting on health and fitness devices. And it's also really related to the wearables.
Right.
And one, you know, we're in the playoff football season right now. And one cool product by Reebok is the Check Light. And it's like a really thin little hat you wear. And it actually, it detects concussions.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's really great for football right now, especially the younger players. And, you know, safety is always number one, but we still want to be able to play football. So that's a really cool product coming out in the wearables and the health and fitness.
Okay.
Samantha Nevels, CES spokesperson. My prediction for next year's show is that you will not be driving yourself. Your car will drive you, and then it will park itself. You'll just get out at the front of the lot and come in to do your job. Thanks for joining us here on Men's Health Live.
Men's Health Live with Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin is presented by Escort Radar Detectors. Hit the road fully equipped. Visit escortradar.com.